Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
Number one fantasy player right here.
Got past the line. Shut up. Know the rules.
I just want to say this to you. Right now, best in the game.
I know.
Welcome to the pod After Touchdown Fantasy Football Podcast. We are here live from the great city of Chicago, still in quarantine, but bringing the heat nonetheless. Andrew, Ryan, how are you guys doing today?
I'm great, Sam. How are you? I'm surviving.
I'm doing fantastic. We have a move coming up later this week. I was telling you guys about before we started recording. I'm actually looking forward to the move because it'll give me a bit of a change of scenery and a little bit more roaming room throughout our apartment.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, when you're only in one place like mine, I guess you're surviving, not exactly thriving. But Garner, how are you doing?
I'd say the same there, you know, surviving. I got to go for a nice walk today. It was nice and sunny, so that felt good. And that's been about what I've been up to.
Hey, at least we have the NFL draft now, and we're getting more and more NFL news, because that is basically what I'm living off of at this point. I'm just subsisting off of scoops.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of scoops, in case you live under a rock and don't follow the NFL as intently as we do, Rob Gronkowski is back from the dead and will be playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the 2020 season, which I'm absolutely stoked for. I can only imagine how prolific that offense will be.
Yeah, people forget that Gronk is your second cousin, Sam. So did you actually get the scoop, but Gronk told you that you couldn't leak it to anyone? Just curious how that all went down.
Unfortunately not. I was the third call on the list of calls to make, but the news got out nonetheless. We are excited to have him back and in the NFL. For today's show, we are going to do our timely and traditional kickoff question, and then we're going to do a bit of a mock draft competition among the three of us. Hopefully have a little fun with the NFL draft coming up this week. But before we get into that, why don't we get into our kickoff question?
And this game is underway!
It's always fun to make some bold claims and have no consequences for them, but we're going to hold ourselves accountable to these this year, and we're in mid-April. So, Andrew, what's one bold prediction that you have for the fantasy football season that you'll stake your claim on right now?
You know, I love that you brought up the accountability, because a lot of times we fire off hot takes and then we don't talk about whether they're right or wrong. So I actually picked a take that we could decide doesn't happen very quickly, so I can just be wrong and have this take done with. So mine's a two-parter, and it is that Leonard Fournette will be traded to the Kansas City Chiefs, and he will subsequently be an RB1 in 2020.
Ooh.
So if he stays with the Jags, then it doesn't matter. Like if they kick off in the and he's still on the Jaguars, then I've already been wrong. And I would expect that a draft's going to happen, you know, a trade would happen before or during the draft if it's going to happen at all. Otherwise, the Chiefs might draft a running back. I think that's something people are, you know, looking at closely. And we talked about it before. The Chiefs feel like they're a running back away. So why not get Fournette?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the right fit for them. There are certainly a lot of rumors going around right now with Leonard Fournette potentially being on the trading block. But I'm actually going to go a different route and go with a bold take that won't be decided until the end of the year. And that is that not a single rookie wide receiver will finish among the top 30 wide receivers in 2020. Ooh. For some historical context, at least two rookie wide receivers have finished in the top 30 in three of the past 4 years. So it's, you know, it's not impossible for it to happen, but it's not likely that there a ton of rookie wide receivers are going to be in the top 30. There's a ton of hype around this rookie wide receiver class, but I think a number of factors go into this. I don't think some of the landing spots that the rookies are getting pegged to are that fantastic. We talked about the Jets a couple weeks ago and the Jags not being a great fit. And with this whole coronavirus pandemic going on, they're not going to get as many reps in person with the quarterbacks that are throwing them the ball and get as much sync with the quarterback under center. So I just don't think good things will be in store for the rookie wide receivers this season.
Yeah, it'd be really disappointing if we get all of this hype for these new, this is such a deep wide receiver class, only to see nothing happen in 2020. So I think it's a valid, bold take, though, since that is, you know, playing devil's advocate for a couple different reasons with them not getting that chemistry with the quarterback, like you said.
Okay, so with that, why don't we get into our mock draft competition? We have among the PAT crew here been doing this amongst ourselves for the past couple of years, and basically what we'll be doing is we'll each be choosing our top 10 players in order of where they'll land in the NFL draft, and the person with the most correct at the end wins a beater from the other, because that's what we bet, and hopefully we can actually pay off that bet sometime soon here. Now, a key thing is that all that matters is the draft position of a player that is drafted at. So, for example, if you choose Joe Burrow to go number one overall, it doesn't matter if he goes to the Bengals, to the Dolphins, God forbid, the Patriots. And we'll do this in sort of a round-robin type way, so the same person isn't going first and giving away his answers each time. So I'll start one round, then Garner will start another, and then Andrew will start the following. So like I said, this has been a bit of a yearly tradition among the three of us, and we thought we'd share it live on the Pod After Touchdown Fantasy Football podcast this year. So with that in mind, let's go draft. All right. So like I said, we're going to run through the draft 1 through 10. I am going to start with the first pick. Obviously, the Cincinnati Bengals have this first pick, and I'm going chalk. I'm going Joe Burrow, the quarterback out of LSU. I don't see it going anywhere else because we've been talking about this for the last umpteen months about this happening. Next up will be Garner. Garner, you feeling the same thing?
Yeah, shocker. I'm going Joe Burrow as well.
I'll keep it going quickly. I've also got Burrow. I'm not fucking around at the beginning of this.
Smart. I know last year I won because I had the right first three picks and then none after that because I went chalk the first three and you guys got
we got cute.
Tried to get a little spicy.
We have heard a couple rumors that Burrow might not go to the Bengals, but I think that he would still go first overall, regardless.
Yeah, I would expect that as well. So with the second pick, that is currently held by the Washington Redskins, and Garner is going to start us off with this pick.
As you said, again, going kind of chalky, I mean, there's no reason he shouldn't go here. Chase Young.
I agree. Chase Young.
And that is the defensive end out of Ohio State, and I'm going to go with Chase Young too. So
perfect.
We're all the same with Burrow and Young going back-to-back in the first two picks. The third pick is held by the Detroit Lions, and Mackens, why don't you start us off for this?
All right, time to fuck shit up. So I am going with the defensive tackle from Auburn, Derrick Brown. Watched a mock draft where it happened, so I thought, why the hell not?
Great. That's that might be our first change of the day. Garner, I'm going to step in here, and I'm going with Jeffrey Okuda, the cornerback out of Ohio State. So two Ohio State players back-to-back in the 2-3 picks. Garner, where are you going to go with your third pick?
I mean, I'm following suit right behind you here. I mean, going for Okuda, cornerback that Detroit desperately needs, so...
Okay, well, right now, Garner and I have the same first three picks with Joe Burrow, Chase Young, and Jeffrey Okuda, while as Andrew has Derek Brown going third overall to the Detroit Lions. Now, this is where it might get even a little crazier. So the Giants have the fourth pick. Dave Gettleman has tried to slyly say that he wants to trade down in the draft, but we'll see if that actually happens. I don't expect them to do that, and I think they need to shore up their offensive line in front of Daniel Jones. So I am going to go with Tristan Wirfs, the tackle out of Iowa.
I'm watching Garner on the Zoom, and he was like, fuck.
I mean, that's who I've got, too. You know, I thought it'd be like... Again, Smart is slightly different enough that, you know, you guys might have him slightly lower. So it'd be different. And I'm just following in suit right behind Sam here, 4-for-4. Come on.
Sorry to disappoint you guys, but I also have Tristan Wirfs here. And no, I'm not doing that just because I picked Derek Brown third overall. I have him on my list here. I think there's, you know, it'll be interesting to see how these top four offensive tackles get drafted, what order they go in. But like you said, Sam, the corn-fed guy out of Iowa, the hog molly that Gettleman wants, I think that's going to be, you know, the guy he picks out of that grouping.
Yeah, it will. I think this is the part. I mean, obviously the third pick, I've seen Jeffrey Okuda going to the Lions quite a bit, but I did see maybe the same mock draft that you did with Derek Brown going there, and that third pick could be the deciding factor, because that will obviously influence the rest of our drafts and who goes where. All right, so with the fifth pick, we have the Miami Dolphins, the team that everyone expected to have the first overall pick this draft because of how poorly they were playing in the first half of the season, but they're sitting here at 5. Garner, where do you see them going?
I mean, I looked at this a couple different ways, but again, like in the past, I feel like I try to switch it up and it never went right for me. So I'm just going right with the cookie cutter. I'm saying Tua. They're taking that Alabama QB, baby.
Now, can you pronounce Tua's last name for us? I need to get the record books just to make
that
sure.
That is why I only called him Tua
correctly.
And I thought about switching the pick when I realized I had to go first here because I can't pronounce his last name. So I thought about switching it up and having him not go fifth just because of that.
Smart. Mackin, where are you going?
I'm not going for that man yet, so I don't have to worry about pronouncing his name just yet. And hopefully I don't butcher this guy's name, but I'm actually going offensive tackle again. And I'm going with Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle from Louisville. And I saw a couple mock drafts where he's getting taken there. I think, you know, the Dolphins did impress based on, you know, where they were at. And because we thought they were going to tank for number one overall, they ended up dropping down to number 5. So I think they might be confident in Fitzpatrick and, like, giving Rosen another shot as backup if they need to. And if they tank for Trevor Lawrence next year. So Mekhi Becton, my pick. The guy is huge on film. That was my biggest takeaway with him. He's ginormous. I think he's the guy that heard 364 pounds.
Jeez.
Can you believe that?
How? That guy is 5 Popeye's biscuits from being a tight end.
Well, and they lost Laramie Tunsil too, so that's why I picked that pick when they traded away Tunsil. They need another tackle there.
Sure. So this will actually be the first pick that we all have different. I'm going to go with Justin Herbert, the quarterback out of Oregon. I don't think it's the right pick, but there's been a lot of smoke about them preferring Herbert over Tua because of Tua's injury concerns. And where there's smoke, there's fire. And ooh, if they're that concerned over Tua's injury, they're just going to go with the safe route. Again, I don't think that's the right move for Miami, but that's what I think they're going to do and just keep fighting for that number one overall pick in years to come.
Yeah, I was seeing that as well, Sam, and it made me debate whether I'd even have Tua in my top 10, but you know, you got to take the plunge on a guy that's been so hyped. So I'm up next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are at the sixth pick.
Yep, in the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers are taking Tua Tagovailoa.
Very good pronunciation there. I'll
take your word for that.
Quarterback from Alabama.
Very good pronunciation. It is tongue as in the appendage in your mouth, Tagovailoa. One quick anecdote, the Chargers released their new uniforms today. Ooh, baby, those things are sexy.
And I think with that and them opening the new stadium, that's like what all the talk is around. Like, they need to get a guy like Tua that's excited and is going to, you know, bring people to the stadium. COVID notwithstanding, yeah. But I'd like for them to go that
route. So I'm with you here. I think the Chargers take Tua at the number six pick. I actually really hope it goes this way because I want to see Tua in that offense instead of Justin Herbert or Tyrod Taylor. Obviously, we've seen Tyrod Taylor do a great job of leading rookie quarterbacks into having a successful first year. But I think he's the right guy to get that franchise hyped. Garner, where are you going to go?
See, I went with your other option that you decided not to go with, Justin Herbert, and figure that nice Philip Rivers replacement. They're not looking for anything too hot or flashy with Tua. They're looking for a Philip Rivers replacement.
Well, and it could make sense too.
Great point.
Wow. I always think like Pac-12 guys, like, because he's from Oregon, right? So staying on the West Coast, there's a benefit to that, you know, time zones and everything.
Okay, so we are through six picks right now. My first six are Joe Burrow, Chase Young, Jeffrey Okuda, Tristan Wirfs, Justin Herbert, and Tua Tagovailoa. Garner has the same first two on Burrow and Young, with Jeffrey Okuda third, Tristan Wirfs fourth, and Tua fifth, and Herbert sixth. So got the quarterbacks flipped there from mine. Mackens is a little bit different, and his differs at the third pick with Derek Brown, the defensive tackle out of Auburn, Tristan Wirfs fourth, Mekhi Becton fifth, and Tua sixth. So that brings us to the seventh overall pick with the Carolina Panthers, a team that is on the mend, has lost a couple of their key starters to retirement or trades or free agency. And I'm starting here. So I'm going to go with Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker out of Clemson. This guy can play nearly every position on the defense. And I think he'll be a pseudo Luke Kuechly replacement. Garner, where are you going to go with the Carolina Panthers pick at seven?
I'm going defensive, but I'm going on the line with Derek Brown, coming to Auburn. Again, they need some defensive help, but I guess I don't know. I went more to the line than back to the linebacker. Not thinking about the whole Nina Kuechly replacement.
Fair enough. Mackens, what are you going to do?
It's finally that time. Jeff Okuda has fallen too far down in my draft, so the Panthers have to take him. Cornerback out of Ohio State. He falls past some guys because the Lions skipped on him, and Panthers can't pass him up. I think Isaiah Simmons is a good pick for them too, but I believe they also lost Bradbury, right? So corner is another position they could fill.
Yeah, I think they did. Okay, so with the eighth pick, we're going to do these last couple a little more quickly since we already have some pretty different takes. But the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock at eight. Garner, where are you going?
Following your theory of where there's smoke, there's fire, and recently Kyler Murray said he wants CeeDee Lamb, I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to take him for him. Oh, I mean, they're redoing everything for Murray here. I mean, they're bringing stuff in for him. They're working around him. Why not give him what he wants in this year's draft too?
Do you think they'll trade Christian Kirk? Like,
I don't know if they'll actively trade him, but I could see them be open to trading him.
Yeah, I've heard those rumors recently. I stuck with maybe wishful thinking, but I want them to bolster that line. So the third tackle off the board and showing up in a lot of mock drafts, Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle from Alabama.
And I'm following suit with you there. Mackin's taking Wills to the Cardinals.
I like Garner's pick, though. That's spicy.
That is spicy. That's very spicy. Probably, aside from your Derek Brown pick at three, potentially the spiciest one. And would make that offense even more spicy.
This wouldn't be very fun if we didn't get more than like, you know, two, three quarterbacks in here. So I'm glad you did that, Garner. Because number nine, this guy fell a couple spots in the stock again, but the Jaguars have been losing defenders left and right. So they got to take a Isaiah Simmons linebacker / safety out of Clemson, a flexible defender to replace some of the guys they've lost.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. I'm leaning defense as well, and I'm going to go with CJ Henderson, the cornerback out of Florida. And Garner, where are you wrapping up the number nine pick?
I don't want any more, but I'm going CJ Henderson as well. Again, as you said, I think they need that defensive help, and that's a good way to help.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are at the last pick, and I am up. The Cleveland Browns hold this pick. The offensive line is clearly the biggest weakness that they have right now. And I think Andrew Thomas, the tackle out of Georgia, is who the Browns are going to go with. Hopefully, again, he can help protect Baker Mayfield a bit and make that offense as explosive as we all expect them to be. Garner, where are you going to go with the Browns pick at 10?
Same line of thinking, but a different player. I'm going with Mekhi Becton, whose name I probably just mispronounced.
I don't know if it's Mekhi or Mekhi, so I'm giving you the pass there.
Mekhi probably sounds better than Mekhi, but I'm going with him for the same reason Sam was saying, that again, they need a bolstered offensive line, get Baker some help there. I mean, that's their key weak spot at the moment, and just, it's a big guy, should be able to help out.
Yeah, all right. Last pick of the whole thing. I am gonna, you know, I've made a couple different picks from you guys already, enough to separate myself in this if things break my way. So I gotta be more chalky with this pick. Brown stay there and take Andrew Thomas, the last offensive tackle in that top tier. He's from Georgia. Chalk it up.
Okay, so a quick recap of where we're at with a beer on the line. Maybe we should do more than a beer. We're certainly going to need...
Well, it's one beer per person, so the winner gets two beers,
two beers, that's correct. Might need more than two beers after this quarantine ends, but we all had Burrow and Young going first and second overall. I followed that up with Jeffrey Okuda, Tristan Wirfs, Justin Herbert to the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa to the Chargers, Isaiah Simmons, Jedrick Wills, CJ Henderson, and Andrew Thomas. Garner followed me with the Jeffrey Okuda and Tristan Wirfs picks, but flipped his quarterbacks, going with Tua at five, Justin Herbert at six. He went with Derek Brown at seven, and then went with CeeDee Lamb at eight, and really just
threw a spicy
one in there. Went with CJ Henderson as well, and then Mekhi Becton at 10th. And last but not least, Andrew switched it up at third with Derek Brown, followed up with Tristan Wirfs, gave the Dolphins some offensive line help with Mekhi Becton, sent Tua to the Chargers with Jeffrey Okuda and Jedrick Wills going to the Cardinals, Isaiah Simmons to the Jags, and Andrew Thomas to the Browns. How you guys feeling about that?
Well, I didn't make any hot swaps during the pick, so after I did the Derek Brown thing, maybe I should have changed stuff up even more, but some of these guys just have to be locked in top 10 picks, so it'll be interesting. I'm glad we had more than, you know, one or two picks different.
Yeah, I was the same. Yeah. I was a little worried when Sam and I started like 4 for 4 with the same, and I was like, all right, I thought I switched up a little bit. Like, I mean, these are obviously some of like the top guys, so like we're gonna have similar ones, but I thought like, oh, maybe I tweaked these guys here and there, but then we started 4 for 4, and then eventually again, I think we only had one other that matched at 9 there, but yeah, glad to see some variants, have some fun throughout the hot take of CeeDee Lamb, and fingers crossed that I think I should get beer on its own just for that if I happen to get that random one right.
Yeah, that could be your...
Yeah, we'll take that one. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that'll be your bold take for the NFL season. CeeDee Lamb starts the year on the Cardinals.
All right, that is going to do it for us today. We hope you all enjoyed. We'll be posting the results of this to our Twitter account so you can follow along and let us know what you think and who you think had the best mock draft heading into Thursday. But for Andrew...
Give us your opinion and let you know why I was right.
Or why I was right. Or why Andrew was right.
I can't wait to get you guys some beers when we go back to the bar.
All right. So for Andrew Mackins at Andrew Mackins, for Ryan Garner at Garnther, and for myself at Sam Hoppin, this has been the Pod After Touchdown Fantasy Football Podcast and the NFL Draft. Kick is good.
Ting, 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 ting. Tiddling. Ting, ting.
Hi, hello, and welcome back to the 1983 National Football League Draft.
And with the first round pick,
John Elway,
Jim Kelly.
Welcome back to the
draft.
And with the first round pick,
Dan Marino,
Gruden,
Sanders. NFL Draft.
And with the first round pick,
Deion Sanders.
I was kind of scared. I thought Detroit was going to take me. I would ask for so much money that I had to put me on layaway.
Welcome back to the
NFL Draft.
Good young players.
The draft's all about
year in and year out.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Wide receivers, running back,
tackle,
quarterback.
Every year in the draft,
there has been a trade.
Ricky Williams.
John Dolphin. On a shady Saturday.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Defensive line.
Wide receiver,
running back,
tackle,
quarterback.
It's all I'll get into that.
Looks like you're wearing your signing bonus.
No sales.
Welcome back to the
NFL Draft.
And with the first round pick,
Eric Dickerson.
Reggie Bush.
Welcome back to the
draft.
And with the
first round
pick, Keyshawn Johnson.
Well, be ready.
And with the
first round
pick,
Randy Moss.
I'm a pig now. I'm a Viking now.
And with the
first
round pick,
what did they take, Mel?
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
Forget it.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
Forget it. What did they take, Mel?
My neighbor has more credentials than Mel Kiper, and my neighbor's a postman.
Play this back. Play
my ratings
back. My face.
picks if you want.
Well, we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film.
We do have a lot of film.
We've looked at film, and then we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film.
As you can see, and I've looked at a lot of film.
Find me a bust.
Jamarcus Russell.
Find me a bust.
Tim Couch.
Find me a bust.
Tony Mandarich.
Achilles Smith.
Press.
Whack.
Peyton Manning.
He'll develop into the next
all-pro player. He's physically tough, mentally tough, the kind of kid that you can trust.
The Colts put their faith in me.
The San Diego Chargers
put their faith in
Ryan Leaf.
Hello?
It's just the physical emotion of discomfort for the guy.
This is human drama now.
Welcome back to the
NFL Draft. And with the
first round
pick, Mark Sanchez.
Mario Williams, NFL Draft.
And with the
first round
pick,
Atlanta has selected Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
So Atlanta gets a favor by selecting Brett Favre.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Good young players
with the draft all about.
Year in and year out.
Welcome back to the
draft.
Wide receivers, running back,
tackle,
quarterback,
prime time,
round time.
Every year in the draft,
defensive lineman,
wide receiver, running back,
tackle,
quarterback. It's all I'll get into that.
Welcome back to the
NFL draft. And with the
first round
pick, Sam Bradford,
Eli Manning.
Welcome back to the
draft. And with the
first round
pick,
Donovan McNabb.
Welcome back to the
draft. And with the
first round
pick,
Michael Vick,
Phillip Rivers.
Welcome back to the
draft. And with the
first round
pick,
Aaron Rodgers.
Welcome back to the
NFL draft.
I've never seen anything like this.